Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here as always. Thank you for your call and thank you for your prayers. Amen. To this new addition to the Doctrine of Truth, we're out to seek the truth from the grassroots level to where everybody can understand. There's no bad answer or criticism. We try not to offend anyone, but all we're here just to encourage you that you can grow thereby. Amen. The Bible says that we can conceal milk of the word, that we can grow thereby. So that's the main purpose. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and they can dial 1-855-236-2252. Toll free 1-855-236-2252. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, O God, because you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you, O God, that you're with us always, even to the end of the world. We thank you for being with us in our sickness and our trials and our tribulation, O God, and our richness and our poor, O God, being mistreated and confused. Jesus said, you be with us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you in advance, O God, for tomorrow, the next day. Lord, for thanking you for being with us and having mercy on these thy people. Lord, we ask you to bless us now. As the Holy Spirit come, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. The subject, amen, for this study, amen, that came up, amen, as always, try to seek the spiritual growth, amen, of our listeners, and amen, things that you encounter from day to day, but reminding you that we are in the end time, amen, the time before Jesus come, amen. We're looking at the book of Matthew shortly, amen, the 24th chapter, and and at the fourth verse, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Amen. And see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Amen. We should always surround that, because many things, many people come up with, say, oh, the end time, amen. We are in these last days, but Jesus says, not yet, not yet. Nation shall rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be phantoms and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows, which we have. Amen. Then shall they deliver you up and be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall hate you, all nations, for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And that's where we are now. Amen. We're dealing with betrayal this time, and hatred. Amen. Offending one another. Amen. Maybe you're not aware. Offending one another and betraying one another. And God's children, amen. It's good that you go to church, you stay in the Word of God, and you put men and women in your circle of life. You know, what you associate with and you talk with, and you care for one another. Amen. Because God did not give one man or one woman all the information, amen, of what he has for his church, for his people. Amen. So that's by the Word of God, but you can find it in the Word of God. You can find, amen, what God has for us, and we can just study, and we can hear it from time to time. We address this subject as the spirit of Judas. The spirit of Judas. Now, Jesus said in the last day, many shall betray one another and hate one another, offend one another. Amen. Because of the fact that the atmosphere is full and is charged up with all kind of sorrows and all type of emotions that's going on today. Amen. Men and women strive for many just plain old simplifying it, amen, just survival, just trying to survive, and they're reaching for all type of ways to survive, sometimes from day to day and sometimes from moment to moment. Amen. This day, not on spiritual bread but natural bread, and we see the chaos all over the world and things that are happening. Amen. As you should thank God. Amen. If you're in the position to pray and intercede for the saints that are going through more difficult times than you are. Amen. It's for us to intercede and pray for them. Amen. And do what we can. And do what we can to support them and hold them up. Amen. Now notice here, we want to look at the 12th chapter of Matthew's. And we made a statement concerning, amen, the spirit of Judas. Amen. And we want to kind of boil it down to the point that there are all type of different spiritual problems that goes on. And the devil sent out all type of spirits. Amen. They're from him. Amen. But, amen, we can name it and kind of clarify. Amen. The characteristics of what we're talking about. Amen. Judas was one of Jesus' disciples. Amen. He was close to him. He carried a bag. He was the one, amen, that was always there in every meeting, every miracle, everything Jesus talked about. Amen. He was there. He was there. And that spirit would... is still here, because the enemy is using, amen, that type of character, amen, around the church, around you, around your circle of people that you associate with, amen. And we want to, amen, notice the 12th chapter of Matthew, the 43rd verse, say, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places. Notice the Bible say he walketh through, talking about the spirit, walking through dry places, seeking rest and find none. Talking about the spirit. Then he said, I will return unto my house from which I came out. He was talking about where he was. Amen. Jesus, amen, also specified that, amen, we are like a house built. Amen. We are houses, spiritual houses. Amen. We are the church. Amen. And the Spirit said, I'm going to return back into my house where I came out. And when he come, he find it empty, swept, and garnished. Amen. He find it. Amen. The Bible keep calling the Spirit, the unclean spirit. Keep calling him he. Amen. He said, when he entered, he came back to that same person. Amen. Jesus didn't specify what kind of unclean spirit he was, but he said he came back to that person and find the house was all cleaned up, but it was nothing else, amen, in his life, amen, that could keep him out. Notice this, the 45th verse. It said, then he goeth and he taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they entered in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so it be also unto this wicked generation. Now, why we took a long approach at this, because the spirit, the natural man, Judas, is not here, but his spirit is here. Amen. The things that are happening, betraying one another and persecuting one another in the last days because of things that are happening. Amen. And we have to be careful that we are not involved. Slowly can pull back in. If you're not completely giving yourself to Christ, if you not have completely turned your life over to God, where, amen, that you'll begin to be filled with the Spirit of God, amen, beginning the encouragement from the Holy Spirit, amen. Your life, this is, you know, you clean up yourself, and the devil tell you you don't need nobody else. You don't need no one telling you or teaching you the word. Amen. You have to be careful about that, because if those same habits that Judas had, the same thing that Judas, amen, he was right around Jesus, that he had begin to slowly work into your life. Amen. That's what we're talking about tonight. Amen. In this day, in this time, wherever you begin to hear, amen, this broadcast, you can hear it tomorrow, next day. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries on your computer and view this program after we go off the air tomorrow, next week. www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Look for Blog A Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Or you can call right now and push 1 on your phone and express what you have to say about Judas. Amen. What we'll do is just call your area code and the last 4 digits of your number. Amen. And we'd be glad to hear your expression. Amen. So you can dial 1-855-236-2252, or you can just push 1 on your phone, and we'll have our technician to tap you in. Amen. Amen. As always, we thank God for you, and you can tell a friend, someone you know that are going through things with others, and you don't understand why this individual act the way they act. Amen. And you don't know why over 3 or 4 months they have gotten worse. We hope that during this broadcast, you can kind of pick up some information whereby you can be able to how to pray for people. If you're not sure how to address anyone, amen, about their activities or their character, best take it to God. Take it to God and pray for that person, because it's a privilege to intercede for others. I think that's more valuable. I've learned is a lot of value. Amen. Being a man of God in ministry, amen, I learned to, you know, that's to pray for people and pray and have God intercede, have God to go and approach people and reveal to them. All right, we have a caller, 954-4427, the last 4 digits. Amen.
Yeah, good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
Looking at the topic, Yeah, good evening, Bishop. I'm looking at the topic of a Judas spirit.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, one of the things in our Christian walk is that God will take the good, the bad, and the bitter times in our lives, all of that mm-hmm. to get us to our destiny. You know, mm-hmm. all of us have a Judas spirit somewhere in our lives. And in that,
okay.
Satan is always using someone close to you to mm-hmm. destroy you. You see, mm-hmm. he is saying that a stranger you won't allow to get close to you, but you those who are closest to you are the only ones that can hurt you. Because mm-hmm. the enemy will get into them and use them. And now you look at the Judas spirit, someone had to play the part of Judas, otherwise we wouldn't be here today.
All
you
right.
know, the fulfillment of the Christ's destiny was tied up in Judas playing his part in his mm-hmm. destiny. And many of us, I myself, had experienced and saw with it, it's, and someone had to play that have that spirit of Judas in them that was close to me that got me where I am today, that helped me to further my life in the Lord. And if we all look back over our lives, we'll see that some things that didn't seem right with someone actually happened at a time that propelled us to the next stage of our lives. So God is always going to take all our experiences in order to get us to our destiny in life. And don't be surprised if the one person in your life that has that Judas spirit be one of the biggest reason why you have gotten to where you are today.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a very good view there. We want to work on that. Somebody might have another eye, want to add to that. Amen, and it's a very good point of view. Amen. God used Judas to fulfill his work here on earth. Amen. And you never know. And the things that got you discouraged or whatever, God did use somebody. Amen. Very good. Very good always. Very good comments. Amen. Anyone else, you can push one on your phone and follow up. Amen. And what you feel. Amen. What was. You can add to that or continue, amen, to look at the point of view, amen, how this man Judas was used, amen, by God. And also it should encourage you, amen, the church work didn't stop because these men that God had, amen, Jesus had these men and he knew who he was. And, you know, many times that in our leadership at home and the gospel abroad, we have men around us because maybe in a job that we're in our working in our business, amen. And you know, from time to time when this spirit come in, now you can separate and say, oh, this is not of God. Like Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So every time a child of God decides to do something positive or something that he know best way he know or she knows, amen, and here come this obstacle come up and it kind of surprise you, amen. As well, we have another caller, 786-9319. Amen. 786 area code 4319. I'm sorry, last 4319. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
God bless you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think I'm coming with a different phone today.
Okay.
But,
God bless you.
I'm sitting listening to. To the talk tonight, and I'm getting some thoughts I had never thought of. about. I see that Jesus is the very Son of God. And we talking about the Judas spirit is really an Antichrist spirit.
Yes.
And you said something earlier that was very interesting to me, how the devil sends out imps. Whatever your flavor is, he got an imp for you. You see, whatever you want to do, in self, the devil is right there willing to assist you. And so we're looking at the fact that Judas did what he did, but he also, the Satan filled his heart. Remember, Jesus said, now what you going to do, go ahead and do it. Do it quickly. He wouldn't have been able to make that move unless the very Son of God didn't turn him on to it. You see what I'm saying? So certainly God had this man because he was called the son of perdition. Certainly God used that, and it's very clear that God is always in control regardless of what the devil does. But now here's the thing. We have to yield our members unto him. We have to yield our members unto righteousness. You see? If you don't yield your members, in other words, give, donate self in a sense, you see, the enemy will work with that because he works with the lust that's in us, as the brother was just saying, and we are drawn away because of what's already in us. But now if you follow Jesus, see, he'll wash you. He knows, just like he knew Judas' game, he knows yours. But in our life, in our sense, we have to what? Call upon him. So if you work with him, he'll work for you. And you work by yourself, you don't get no help. You see what I'm saying? I'm reminded of Jesus said, now come unto all you that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest.
Yes,
and if you don't take the yoke and learn of him, you don't find no rest. So we are joint heirs with him. We are workers together with him, you see? And it's all for our good. So this Judas thing is really anti-Christ. Because it all was designed for Jesus' demise. But what the dummy didn't know, the spirit didn't know, just like the devil didn't know. The devil said, we crucified him, and they did it openly on Calvary. But he didn't know that God was, that was God's methodology. That's the devil, that's the devil getting rid of sin. See what I'm saying? So it's all in this man, Jesus. And that's what I'm looking at, because people today, as you said, preacher, that they're doing the same thing Jesus poor. You know why? Because the same old stinking devil is around using folks. And he'll use you and then try to get slick and well, I didn't do it, you did it. You see what I'm saying? He'll use you and leave you out on... You'll be running just like the pigs ran when he entered into them. So this is what we have to do. We have to love one another. Love is the bond to bring us to perfection, you see? We have to hold on to Jesus. Amen. Despite of what I think of what we have to say. Like you said, Bishop, you got to stay with that word and don't have the Judas spirit. Be teachable, you see? Be quick to say, look, man, I'm sorry, I didn't get that right. You see? So this is what I'm looking at today because it's very much alive. Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you. God bless you, Doctor. Always good to have you. Amen. You opened up some things there that we need to continue on here. We always, someone can press one on the phone. We still have time, amen, to like to hear what you have to say. Amen. Consider this, just to consider, amen. Jesus said in Matthew that, amen, going to be betraying one another, amen. And And that betrayal spirit is in the land. Is in the land.
Yeah.
It comes
yes,
from
it
the
is.
Devil. It comes from the devil. Amen. And also, we have to realize, like it was saying in Matthew 12, amen, when God clean you up and God begin to bless you and give you your mind back, you got to continue to walk with him. Amen. Continue to talk with him, because if not, these spirits going to come back around. Going to come back
mm-hmm.
around and visit you. Visit your house. Visit. And see that you're not taking on righteousness. Amen. Got complacent. Because the spirit of deception. Got complacent. Amen. They're going to come in and bring seven more people. Seven more spirits. Amen. Judas and a lot of more type of attitudes and ways going to be slowly working into your life. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Press 1. Amen. And as we continue, amen, observing, amen. You might have never thought of it. Why the person down the street, somebody even in the church, or Judah was among. Amen. He was on the board. Amen. He was there making all the decisions, and sometimes it was hard to get past him. Amen. And Jesus had to tell Judas, don't bother her no more, the lady with him. Amen. He was wiping Jesus' hair down with spikenard, and Judas entered the room, and oh my God, oh, who's using up all this spikenard, this wonderful, this costless perfume? And Jesus told Judas, listen, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Amen. She know what she doing her best. Leave her alone with what you got. Amen. All right, we can observe this. We're in the last days, and things would happen in your life that maybe you thought you would not. Amen. Discourage somebody. Say something on your job. Amen. Don't do. The spirit of, amen, Judas spirit opened the door, and you have things called omission and commission. Amen. The book of Leviticus talk about omission. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let them go ahead and suffer. Suffer a while. I'm not going to do that. Got pride come in. Pride come in. When the gates of hell start opening up, a lot of things begin to pour into people's lives. Amen. When and even in the garden when the enemy deceived Adam and Eve, they start making excuses. Amen. Excuses come straight from the garden. They come straight from the garden, and you might not think, amen, that you're making a lot of excuses. Amen. But that spirit bringing Judas bringing negativeness and negativeness and short patience. Amen. It will not keep appointments. Amen. And say you know I'll do this and do that, and I forgot, and I'm sorry. You know, well, their mind is on so many selfish things. Like it was said, there's so many selfish things going on in their lives. But at the same time, you don't know if God been using that to get you closer to him. Amen. One of the callers was saying, amen, that God uses instruments. God got instruments out there he can use. Everything worked together. Amen. God can take the clay and start all over. Amen. He can start all over with your life. All right, we can, amen, you can press 1 on your phone. You can call toll-free 1-855-236-2252. Amen, wherever you are, or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. We'll have a number working for you. Amen. Or you can call a friend and tell a friend, amen, concerning that we have a great study going on. And it might be something that they have asked about a person, and I hear this sometimes, many times, that, amen, oh, they go to church. But it seems like instead of them getting better, they're getting worse. And the devil used that. Amen. He used that to those weak in Christ, or those that are young in the faith. And he showed those things. Amen. Because Judas was, you know, he was always in the around the disciples. And the enemy used Judas. Amen. It might be that spirit working in the church today, and people, amen, wonder why. You hear so much about money being stolen and money being misplaced. Amen. And some saints hear about it, or some young babe in Christ hear about it, and they magnify it so. Amen. It calls the babes in Christ, and no, I'm not going to trust the church. I don't need to be involved, and I thought there was better than that. But listen, you need to look at what Judas, study out the disciples that were around Jesus. Amen. Jesus knew he was there. Jesus knew he was there. He knew what he does. He was holding the bag. Amen. And he was counting the money. He had the silver. Amen, amen. And that silver got him killed. 30 pieces of silver. He tried to buy his way out of situation. Amen, amen. So those of you who are young in Christ, or you know, babes in Christ, don't let them be discouraged about this spirit that goes on, amen, around them, what they see. Amen. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants to show the uncleanness, the negativeness of, amen, of what's happening, amen, in the world, to discredit the church, discredit God, amen, and say there's nothing in Christ Jesus. Well, we got a heaven, amen. We have a new place to go, amen. With no killing, no shooting, no hospitals. Amen. Won't die anymore. And amen. We have a lot to live for in Christ. Amen. We have a lot to live for. Amen. We have another call, I think. We got a doctor coming back in. I'm not sure. Amen. But you can call in. And I know it was a new program we're working with on Friday nights and different nights. Amen. To get the saints of God aware, amen. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. Your point of view, amen. Your point of view of what, how you feel about people, that they come into God, and I guess 2 or 3 months or years or less than that, and you begin to discuss with them. Amen. I thought it was something to the church, but look at Judas down the street. Amen. Look at him down the street. Amen. He's down there talking against the church. He's talking against this. Amen. Judas was close to the fire. We can use that terminology. He was there at all the meetings, but his heart. Amen. And when Judas betrayed Jesus, the enemy had filled his heart. Amen. You don't want the world to fill up your heart. You don't want the world. Once you came out of the world, you don't want the world will slowly creep back in, amen, in your life. Even though the church might not be what you want it to be, amen, they're not singing the songs that you feel they should sing, amen, but that's God's institution, amen. The church is God's institution, amen. You might not love the way, amen, the usher bowed or the choir sang, but that's God's institution. Because you guard in your heart from that spirit that entered into Judas. Satan used Judas. He filled his heart. Amen. And he betrayed Jesus. Amen. Jesus looked at him and said, what you got to do, go ahead and do it quickly. That let you know, Jesus knows what everything going on. That's God's son. He knows all. He sees all. He hears all. Amen. He's everywhere. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. Amen. Amen. So if you sit back and say, well, I got enough of the church, amen, I can go on now, and amen, no. Or you just come to church and just say that, you know, you don't need to do nothing, just come in, watch the clock, when things are over, you go out, and you did your duty. No, that's a dangerous position, very dangerous position. Because you want whatever's being said, whatever's been quoted, whatever Bible, amen, that you want your heart to remain in God. Amen. Okay, I don't want to get too far out here, amen, and the Holy Spirit is really working, amen. But if you can dial one on your phone, we're talking about the spirit of Judas, amen. He's a betrayal. Amen. The devil used him, but God let that be to fulfill his mission. Amen. And all right, we have a caller. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Doc, go ahead. Area code 954-4427.
Yes. It is. You know, when we looked at Judas' spirit, you know, it has a lot to do with the doctrine that you're receiving. You know, the Word of God is alive and full of power. Now, mm-hmm. Judas was walking along there with the other 11, but mm-hmm. the Word never settled in his heart the way it settled in the hearts of the rest. Had the Word been strong, and he'd been strong in the Word, had actually taken the teachings of Jesus and strong in them, then he might have been able to resist the devil. But it shows that he wasn't receiving the Word the way the other 11 were.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He was walking with him, but sometimes the teachings and everything was not being absorbed in. And that's a lot what we have today, where people are going to service every week or every time the church doors are open. They're there. They're receiving the Word, but is the Word working in their lives? Because when the challenge comes from the enemy, then what's going to win out? Are you filled with enough of the Word of God that you can resist the enemy? Or you got a form or fashion of the Word, or you got a little bit of it. So now when the test comes, you fail the test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're supposed to be strong enough in the Word to resist the enemy. So it showed that all the time he was going on there, obviously his attention was not on the teaching, because when the time came, he failed the test.
Mm.
And that's what we have to wonder today. Would the influences of the world take precedence over the Word that's in our spirit? Do we have enough Word in us to stand strong against the wiles of the enemy? Only when you're tried by the enemy will you know that. That means that if Judas walked along there with the Lord for those three years, and when the time came that the enemy challenged him, he didn't have enough in him to resist, then that's the basic way people are today. They're going to service all the time, but when the test has come, what, do you have enough of Christ in you to stand against the wiles of the enemy?
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good, very good, very good. Mm-hmm. Amen. And what came up in my spirit right now, Julie just watching the money. You ever hear, those of us in ministry know that ministry is almost like money. You got to have money, amen, to run a business. And then you hear complainers about where the money go, what happened to the money. It's that's Judas. That's Judas. Amen. If he was just watching, taking in what Jesus had said and Jesus was doing, amen, his various points. Amen. He would. His heart would be filled. His heart would be filled. Amen. Very good point. Very good point. Amen. And it is my mind feeling while he was last caller was talking. Amen. And I was walking to the church. I had to go back into the church I left some in the church, and as I was coming out, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, when you see two people walking together, amen, one could be ministering for the devil. And you think about that. I thought about that. Amen. When you ever notice they got two people, one is a very kind, nice person, another one just like a little bully, like, you know, what's happening today. And that person give his car, his home, his money to that person. Amen. If he's not solid-minded about God, have someone in his life fully, positive, amen, he can be pulled out into the world. Amen. Or controlled by that we call it, the strong man. And I looked at that when you ministered with young people or people, husband and wife, sisters and brothers and cousins and relatives. Amen. They'll drop everything, leave the church. Amen. Drop everything. Oh, I can't preach today, Bishop. I have such and such thing. Oh, I can't. I got a birthday. Such and such a person got this happening, that happening, this happening. Amen. Be careful to guard your heart. Guard your heart. Amen. Very good points. Very good point as always. Amen. We have another caller. You can push one. Amen. The Holy Spirit moving us right along here, giving us some insight. Amen. On this man, Judas. Not only that, but you can take notes for yourself. Amen. Of what? Be careful. Amen. The traps that the enemy sets. Amen. Be careful. All right, Doctor. We have. All right, Doc. Go right ahead. 43:19. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was just listening, and that's what I really want to stress, because we need to listen today. You got lots of information, good information, but you got to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reminded of how God told Israel to hear.
Yes.
And your soul will be saved. Now, we looking at Judas, but Judas is dead. And as you said in your opening, it's his spirit that's still active. And see, he was he had the bag, but he was a thief. Now, that right there, Jesus knowing who he was and what he would do, it was amazing to me that Jesus would let him carry the bag. You see what I'm saying? So,
amen,
so that spirit, it steals from you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why, as your brother was just saying, this is why you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Spirit of God is the voice of God. You see, and He is what leads you. You got to be led by Him. Now, the question for me is, even can he lead you? Would you follow him?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens many times, we doing good. We mean to do good. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But that spirit is always lurking to try to steal you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the scripture was saying, that each man, when he's enticed, he drawn away his own lust. See, that goes to tell you that the devil will hang around as long as you let him hang around. You see?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you sit down and have coffee with him, the cup will never go dry. But you got to tell him to get up. You ain't got to run from him. You got to get up. I don't need your company. You see what I'm saying? It's just that literal. So the thief come to steal, kill and destroy. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So following Jesus is life. And so that's what I'm listening to, because I'm reminded of again, you remember Job, Satan came and he said, I can't touch him because you got a hedge around him. And what he said to God. You see?
Yes.
And so what I'm looking at is Judas, he couldn't do nothing, you understand, until he got in hooked up with Satan. So the illustration here is that don't let Satan fill your heart. Now, he buff you by, true enough. He knock you from here, but don't stay down there. You stay down, he going to stick you in the eyes, see? So we're looking at that. He's a thief. And especially our younger people today, we have to, a simple thing as come to church. See, it ain't that so much what you're going to get right now in church. It's preparing you for what's to come, because the joker going to come and steal from you. But when you following Jesus, he can't get up on you like that. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I was thinking. I didn't want you to know I'm listening. Yes, sir.
We're always good, and some points that brought up. And amen. The brother James said, Apostle James said, in the 4th chapter and 8th verse, he said, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you."
Every time.
Raise your hands. Amen. 7th verse, submit yourself therefore to God, and resist the devil, and he'll flee. If you don't talk to the person long enough, they'll listen. Well, I ain't got time. I'm wasting my time. You listen to you. I'm going to get up and go. Amen. If you back off the world and leave them alone, they ain't going to bother with you no more for a while.
They ain't going to bother you. That's right.
Like Paul said, he'd been buffeted. He was in the ocean. He was in prison. He was beat among the brethren. Trouble coming, trouble go. But we stay with God. All right, good points. Oh, as always, good points. We have some more time. Someone can push the button. Amen. We're enjoying the Holy Spirit. The Bible said where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Amen. It takes you and you to help us. And Jesus said he'll be there. He'll be in the midst. Amen. And when Jesus come in the midst, amen, that's what you want. You want him to be in the midst. Another point that I got the revelation about church is the environment. Sometimes you say, oh, there's not nothing going on in the church today. The assistant pastor going to preach. One of the ministers going to preach. It's the environment God wants you to be in. He wants you to come on in that atmosphere, amen, and sit around and the brother or somebody shake hands with you, amen. It's a testimony where they come from. And the sister say, oh, I remember you being there. She was sick, and now she's healthier. He was going through family problems, but he's still there. And all these things, the environment and meeting people personally, shaking hands. And, yes, radio and all of this is good, but it's nothing like, amen, physically walking in, amen, have someone, amen, to shake your hand and give you a hug, say, brother, I'm glad to see you. Sister, I'm glad to see you. Because the world think that everybody got that spirit of stealing from them and, amen, and betraying them and, amen. But it's good. It's good to be in God's house. We're not saying don't be in God's house. We know there's betrayals in God's house. Yes, it is. Judas, amen, amen. He was with Jesus. He was with Jesus, but the disciples stayed right there. They know, Peter know, and amen, I'm quite sure Luke and amen and Thomas, all of them know that what Judas was about. They knew he was always discussing and counting, and going on and adding up and subtracting, and wonder if we got enough money to feed the people this time, or would Jesus do another miracle? They know him. You might know somebody, but don't let them discourage you from leaving the house of God. Don't let them discourage you for not being among the assembly. Amen, amen. The enemy will steal your joy, steal your time. Amen. Discouraging, that's a bad spirit. When you when you begin to open up your life to negativeness and worrying and discussing other people, you can be discouraged. You can be discouraged. You can be discouraged. Or you can press one on your phone. We're always getting close to our time, and amen, and time goes because we enjoy the Lord's blessing us. Amen. We're hoping and praying that you can go back and view this broadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And share it with a friend. Share it with your tomorrow night, later on. Amen. And you can always go to this broadcast. Amen. And type it in and you know, and pray for us. And pray for us. Amen. At the same time, if you, amen, we always have to sometimes take the Lord is blessing us, but we put our, you can go to, you like to mail something to JCI Ministries, amen, Doctor of Truth. You can go to P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320. Amen. If you want to mail something, a letter, encouragement, or something that God has blessed you and helped you, amen, you can go to JCI Ministries, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320. Or maybe you just want to do an email, amen, to our website. Amen. www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And send a subject. Maybe you want to another subject to be discussed that you don't hear. Amen. We'll try to tackle it with your help. Amen. In a righteous approach. Amen. In love. Amen. And to something that whereby we can encourage you to grow. Amen. All right, we have another caller. Amen. We're slowly coming close to our time. Amen. You can dial 1 toll free 855-236-2252. Amen. Or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. For the new callers, just push 1 on your phone there, and the technician will put you in. And we'd like to hear your comments. Maybe you had a dream, a vision that really helped you, amen, to walk this walk with God. How you come out of the persecution and stress that God had given you, a word, a dream, or something that you can call and just let us share it with us. Share it with us. Amen. Just share it with us. Amen. And be honest about it. And amen. We'll be glad to hear from you. Amen. We were discussing, you know, God's people are always successful because the Holy Spirit helped them grow spiritually and mature each day. Amen. And but there's a forces among God's people they're not aware of. You know, you try so hard to manage your time and your money, and you find you run into some strategies that you never thought was there among other people. Amen. And we have to be careful. They are in your circle. You should be able to examine the people that you associate with. Examine the people that you associate with, you talk to. If this voluntarily you're talking to people, amen, either there you're trying to encourage them, but don't go in and try to motivate your coworkers or your neighborhood, and they are strong in their lifestyle. Amen. Pray for them and ask God how to approach them. And the biggest thing you can do, I find, is just living right. Just living right. Living among the world, amen, it will show and it will give you strength. One thing that the disciples did and everyone else did, and it will keep you saved. You keep you saved. When Jesus said, let the wheat grow along with the chaff, you ever thought about that? Here, Judas, his bad influence was there. Amen. And Jesus knew what was going on. And I'm quite sure old man Peter and all of them was watching him sometime when he made statements about money and about this. And listen now, all the work that they have done, but they always went to Jesus about things. They never talked to Judas about the budget. And as far as I haven't read that. You know, Judas, should we do this? Should we do this? They always went to Jesus. Always went to Jesus, and sometimes they went out on they did things on their own a little bit, but Jesus came to them. You might be that type of person. Amen. You reach out and you seek. Amen. And God know your heart. God know what you're trying to do. And the Lord, with the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit, would tell you, cast your net on the right side. He didn't tell them, why are you doing out here in the sea? And this time of night, and you spend a lot of time out here. Don't you know we got a mission work? Don't you know? No. Jesus knew those men had homes and families. Amen. They were doing an honest living. And the Holy Spirit might tell you today, amen, do this now. He ain't going to tell you to leave your job. No, he said, no, you do this right here. You do this right here. This is going to work out. Amen. He didn't tell them to stop fishing. Jesus did not tell them to stop fishing. He did not tell them to get a bigger boat. Amen. He just told them, I want you to do this in your occupation and in your environment. It might be speaking to someone. Amen. You've been seeking God for a better job, a better condition. Amen. That's the right thing to do. Pray and talk to Jesus through his Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't worry about the negativities. Don't know about the one that say the budget is bad. You talk to God first and let him give you confirmation through other members, other brothers and sisters, you know, that are strong in God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I really thank God for your callers as always. Amen. We got one more caller. I guess we're running out of time. I don't know if we have enough time, amen, to take another call, but amen. We just have to, amen, to tell you the most powerful thing you can do, amen, as always, you always hear me say this, amen, is pray. Amen. The man Jesus, amen, he prayed, he talked, and sometimes the prayer life just took him all night. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Father, we thank you, as always, God Jesus, for the callers. Oh, we thank you for those that sacrifice the time to sit and be ministered to by your Holy Spirit. And God, I thank you for the use of this broadcast, that we can come together, iron sharpening iron. Oh, God, heal the sick. Heal the sick and bind the strong man in their life that's been working against them. We rebuke the spirit of Satan. We rebuke the spirit of Judas and discouragement. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we rebuke it, oh God, we adjure it through Jesus' sake, for Jesus' sake, the gospel's sake, amen. Strengthen them, bless them in the name. Give them the divine favor wherever they are, wherever they are. God bless you, as always. God bless you. Pray for me.